Listening 207. Listen and read. A mailbox in space.
April 11th, 1970. Time, minus 30 minutes. The Apollo 13 rocket will launch in 30 minutes. I still can't believe that I'm an engineer for Apollo 13 in Houston, Texas. Three astronauts are going to travel to the moon in a rocket tonight. Jim Lovell, Jack Swaggart, and Fred Hayes. April 11th. Time, plus 10 minutes. The rocket has launched. We all clapped and shouted. But 5 minutes after the rocket launched, there was a small problem with the engine. We were all worried, but we think everything is okay now. April 14th. Time, plus 58 hours. We heard Lovell's voice a minute ago.
Houston, we've had a problem.
There isn't enough electricity on the rocket. Everything has changed. If the rocket doesn't have enough power, the astronauts can't land on the moon. We have to get the astronauts back to Earth. Now it's also difficult for the astronauts to breathe the air in the rocket because there's too much carbon dioxide. Our team of more than 100 engineers has to find a way to clean the air for the astronauts. April 15th. Time, plus 82 hours. Our team in Houston has worked for hours to make a special device that will clean the air in the rocket. Finally, it's ready. We've used things that the astronauts have on the rocket, like cardboard, plastic bags, tape, and even socks. The device is called the mailbox because it looks like a box for letters and other mail. The instructions for building the mailbox were explained to the astronauts on the radio. Now we're waiting while they make the device. April 15th. Time, plus 105 hours. The mailbox is working. The astronauts can breathe clean air again. April 17th. Time, plus 142 hours. The Apollo 13 rocket is going to land in the Pacific Ocean in a few minutes. The last few hours have been very bad for the astronauts. They don't have enough water, and they are very cold. Hayes is sick. We don't know what is going to happen. The rocket has landed, but we haven't heard from the astronauts. Are they still alive? We've just heard Lovell on the radio. They've landed safely. Everybody is clapping here in Houston. I'm so happy that I helped to bring the astronauts back to Earth.